In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reginald Atitula.
Question of the day, Tom. Who or what in your life would you sacrifice for a Super Bowl? 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Of course, you got John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula. And this one, we kind of got to this in a little bit of a circuitous route, but still. Look, it's a fun thing to look at because this is a very good football team, the Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are high on them, right, the high end of this, high watermark, I think a lot of people go, okay, they could be Super Bowl contenders. But I don't know anybody looks at them right now, at least nationally, and goes, oh, that's definitely something that's in the books, at least for this season.
Couple maybe, here and there, but yeah.
Yeah, maybe if you go for, you know, a window of in the next 3 to 4 seasons, they have a shot.
Absolutely.
But what happens if you could guarantee that, right? Mm-hmm. Just by giving a little sacrifice. And so we wanted to get a little bit into that. What would you give up?
Who or what would you give up to guarantee for a Super Bowl? I've said it multiple times. Just once. I'm not greedy. Just once win a Super Bowl in this city. So I would give up a lot.
Buddy, it'd be fun as heck, right?
Like, yeah.
I think, obviously, for a fan,
mm-hmm.
you get to all the enjoyment of a Super Bowl run.
Mm-hmm.
You get a Super Bowl parade, and
you're
those things
right.
look fun as all get out,
yeah.
right? The bragging rights of it ends up being incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a level of clout that comes with it as well, right? But I think also for us, we could be a little even more selfish, man. Like, the benefits go even higher than that, right? Like, monetarily
mm-hmm.
and... It makes our job so much easier talking
about.
Oh,
is there something in it for me? Well, then let's go.
Yeah, right. I'm interested in.
Just imagine being at Super Bowl because we will be at Super Bowl.
Oh, I have.
We will be there.
I'd be peacocking on Radio Row, man.
So, man.
Hey, y'all need to talk to me? Y'all need to talk to me?
If it's this year, we'd be in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Oof. In New Orleans
all week long.
I go straight from Radio Row to the casino.
And look, I'm gonna make sure I'm there.
Yeah,
I know. Usually, I stay here during Super Bowl Radio Row.
Get somebody else to do it.
No, yeah. Yes, I'm there. I would take my own PTO time.
All right. Yeah, that's right.
I'm off regardless.
All right.
Let's make it happen, gentlemen. Yeah. Who or what are you putting
online
in order to make sure that gets done?
I got a who and a what. 713-572-4610. Who or what would you give up for a Texans Super Bowl this year? The who is my sister-in-law.
Oh man.
I'd give her up.
All right, well,
goodness
first of all,
gracious.
I'm not going to say which one, but she's kind of checked out anyway already.
Does she know who she is?
Gotta hope not.
If she heard this?
I don't know. Maybe she would, because she's kind of a waste of space at this point.
Wow. Oh, okay. Man.
She is.
Hey, yo.
Goodness, look at this slime ball.
I would give up my sister-in-law. I won't mention her name. Here's another one. Here's the what.
Okay.
And I don't think this would even be that big of a deal. I'd give up ESPN. I really don't need ESPN anymore.
Okay.
So you're like bump Monday Night Football games.
I can deal without that.
Okay.
Now, I'm talking more, you know, anything ESPN I can get anywhere else.
I mean, except for the live program.
Except for the Monday nights and the live. Oh,
you had to listen.
I just thought about college football.
Especially with the SEC. I imagine that takes away.
You know what? I would. It stands.
Just to do. Okay. Now we're giving something up.
It stands.
Now we're making sacrifices.
I'd give up my sister-in-law. Kind of a waste of space.
See, that one doesn't sound like a sacrifice. I don't know y'all's relationship. I will admit, but it sounds like you're not.
What about this?
That.
Would you give up the Astros 2017 World Series for a Super Bowl?
No.
The 2017?
No. No, you lying.
I'm thinking.
Are you serious?
That's saying a lot if you got to think about it.
I'm thinking.
Are you for real right now?
Dude, this is football.
But that 20,
That's dude, the first World Series,
that's
though, man.
That's a loaded question. After Harvey and all that stuff.
That's
a,
hey, that's the first World man. Series, man.
That meant something around here.
I didn't say yes. I said I'm thinking.
So. That's too close to yes for my
How about
life.
You, big boy?
All right, so you don't know me super well yet, but what I will tell you about myself is I hate running just for the sake of running. Like, as a cardio, like, you got to get cardio in, but, like, the idea of running, I better be running for something.
Yeah.
Right? I got to be running to get to somewhere. And then, yeah, we could run.
I could run all day.
But, like, just to run, right? Like, getting on a treadmill or whatever.
Like, hey, I'm going
to
go for a 3-mile jog.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I swear at your mama about it. But so in order to get my cardio in, because, you know, try and be a healthy individual, I play basketball. Yeah. I love pickup basketball.
Yeah.
And
you got about 6 years left in you.
Maybe.
Six or eight.
I think I could squeeze out some more, but I think that's
I said
a fair
that
assumption.
Too.
Yeah, I guess. Fair enough. The soaring ignorance of youth is
I said that too. I think I can play till I'm 40.
Nope. I give up pickup basketball.
Nope.
Basketball is my favorite sport. I love it. All I give up pickup basketball to make sure there's hoop.
That's a good one.
So, like, I'm also giving up what might be my physique in that instance.
Yeah.
Because I might look if
you
got to
figure out
cardio,
something.
I got to figure something out. Yeah. I don't like doing those things.
Yeah.
So like,
is there a who?
That
you would give up?
I hadn't thought about a who yet.
Figgy.
But yeah, the basketball, pick up basketball, and the opportunity to have that fun and be the healthiest version of myself. So I might be giving up years of life on the back end if you really think about it.
I don't have a who. I actually love my in-laws so much. I love them just as much as my own family. I know. Yeah, I don't have a who in general. But we was talking during the break, and the one thing, this is weird, and y'all looked at me crazy for saying this, how I wouldn't give up wings, but I would totally go vegan if we win a Super Bowl,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, because that feels like you're giving up more than
just wings.
I know. To me, I will give it all up. Like, it's just tough for me to just say I can eat anything outside of wings.
That would feel like a bridge too
far.
That's
the team, man. Every time you look up the TV, they showing some wings.
They sure are.
But
they have impossible wings.
They do. They do. But I would totally go vegan. Mm-hmm. I would give up meat paws totally for a Super Bowl, man.
Yeah. How about this? This is a fan. I think he's kidding. I hope he's kidding. Firstborn, secondborn, thirdborn.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, hold on. He's not done yet. Wife, dog, 401k, mother-in-law,
all right.
Tacos,
okay.
Beer, no. Tacos. He said tacos twice. Astros, Rockets.
You doing
my
a
man
lot.
About to be alone with that Super Bowl,
alone
man.
Alone with that Lombardi.
He about to be looking
about.
Like Kobe with the jacket and the trophy.
About to be at the sports bar celebrating with the people is what they're about. Along those lines, 713, they said they told their wife earlier this year they take the Astros going 0-162 and the Rockets going 0-82.
It's a football town, man.
I mean, I am getting that.
Yeah.
But, man, outside of football season, you are going to be woeful. Oh, and?
Yeah.
Like not,
oh, and.
No fun moments.
Yeah. 832 says I'd sacrifice my left
marble.
Yeah. My left.
Yeah. Shout out left Wavo. That's wow. God bless you. They said they're done having kids anyways, though. And so at that point.
Hey, Lopez, I got one for you. Somebody actually said this on the YouTube chat.
Mm-hmm.
Would you give up fishing for a Super Bowl?
Ooh, see, no. now we talk.
That's an easy answer.
Come on, man. It's a football town.
Nah.
Come on, man.
Nah. I'm giving up my sister-in-law.
Somebody you probably didn't care about.
She gone.
Yeah, but you're not alone in that. We have other people that are like, yep, sister-in-law's gone. 620 said sister-in-law because she's an obnoxious KC fan.
Yeah.
And it would be all the sweeter. But if she's an obnoxious KC fan, when you win the Super Bowl, then you get to.
That's not a big give up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, well, there is that.
You get to poke at her, right?
Yeah, and there is that.
If she's gone at that end. But I guess you need to make sure.
Would you give up Aggie football?
No. Because that's the other one. I've only about two teams since the Astros have won. There are really only two teams, all due respect to the Rockets, that I've said just once. It's the Texans and the Aggies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
That's not a big ask, is it? Just once?
Well, right now, for the Aggies, it's kind of feeling like that. They're on the right track.
Come on now. Not you too.
I really like the Elko hire.
Not you too.
So there you go. Just kind of wanted to figure out Look, what would you give up for a Super Bowl? How in it are you? Mm-hmm. From the 832, they said they give up steak for a year and their side chick. Okay, well, that look at you.
He's giving up the side piece.
Good for you.
That's a big give up.
For somebody say they'd give up both of their dogs.
Yeah, no,
that's
man,
tough.
Come
man.
On, I forgot to bring that one around.
That's come tough.
On,
man.
That is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot, man.
But you know what? People love their Texans. They sure do. So shout out to all you fine
man,
Texas fans.
That's a big one.
Sports Radio 60.
I give up a kid before I give up the
no
dog.
Kidding.
Wow. Yeah, see, we're
you could take my mom's.
We're learning a lot about values today. People's values. All right. It's In the Loop. Coming up next, we'll go around the NFL where we got some starters being named, and maybe we can make your Sunday NFL viewing experience a little bit better. We'll discuss it next.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.